Legacy comes a program to trigger people who are programmed. It's to leave thoughts safe, space out.
Look at my African American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
Sure not.
I can't hear you.
Sure not.
All right, defendant, state your claim.
Will you, honor, my nigga? The thing is...
All right, I heard enough. Sick of this.
White people to move to the back and make room for my black and brown brothers and sisters.
The NNFL Network, in conjunction with entitled Sociopathic Predatorial Nignogs...
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Heidi ho! Welcome to the Safe Space. A safe space for commentary, not from commentary. I hope that all is well with you and yours on this 8th day of November in the year of our Lord, 2018. Today is the day after the midterm elections, which means that you guys should be up to speed. And if not, the quick takeaway is that the Republicans have the Senate, the other guys, the House, and the American public, the land, to keep grazing like the sheep that we are. And Trump called out and even mocked the incumbent Republicans who lost their races because they didn't embrace him. He said, quote, "Mia Love showed me no love." And this guy, retired Republican Representative Ryan Castillo, he was pissed at Trump for, you know, Trump saying, hey, if you're not on the Trump train, you can't be responsible for what happens to you on the side of the road, you know. So with that, what's up, Booth Crew?
You never gave us an end quote. Is this still part of his quote?
I've been getting heckled about that. I'm self-conscious about my Booth Crew heckling me.
End quote. I'll do it for end you. Quote.
Thanks, Jay. End quote.
I got you, man.
There you go.
Dude.
A delayed end quote.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I walked around the studio a little bit early, and I'm glad that there were none of those
greasy wops.
The views and opinions expressed here are not those of Talib Starks.
That's what you were saying before the show.
Yeah, you were talking about, you know.
Oh, God.
I know.
Well, Dago, WAP, coming here. Something like, about drinking too much and you can't set up. I don't know.
Something about In Hot Water show. But what I was saying, now that the cameras are rolling, is that I'm glad there are none of those I voted stickers anywhere in the studio. And it was nauseating seeing adults wearing those things being pretentious on voting day. Now, I believe the people who should receive those stickers are people like me, whose political affiliation gets us side-eyed from the group of people signing you in. And in my case, it was six older ladies at the table taking the ID, looking at the paperwork, seeing your political affiliation, and then looking up at you, looking down, looking back up at you. And they probably forwarded my address to the Adjustment Bureau to get me fixed. And so, in short, that's why only people like me should receive that sticker and wear it proudly as a symbol of courage, pretty much saying that you survived your voting precinct if you don't vote the same way as the majority of your precinct does. Now, fellas, I have to say, despite the fact that the so-called blue wave was nothing more than a ripple, I'm a little concerned about 2020. A little concerned because the Democrats have successfully flipped six governorships, including the deep red state of Kansas. The other states are Wisconsin, Illinois, Maine, Michigan, and New Mexico. All are now donkey led. In Georgia, Democrat Stacey Abrams refuses to put on her damn Stacey Adams to concede the gubernatorial loss. Ay, ay, ay. And I'm like, geez, homegirl, take the L. You lost. I know that it's difficult because you and Oprah are homegirls and she was your hype man. Y'all going around town knocking on people's doors with cameras like the damn publisher sweepstakes warehouse people. And like they used to do. I don't know if they still do that. That used to be a thing. I don't know.
No, they still do it.
They do?
I forget who's the Ed McMahon now. It's
Ed McMahon.
It's Oprah, right?
I think it's
it is Oprah.
Who's the black improv guy? Wayne Brady.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes it definitely him. Makes sense. Yeah, Oprah shows up at your door and you're like, oh shit, what did I win? And
nothing. She's fucking, she just wants you to vote.
God damn, that has to suck. But yeah, my point is that even governor races that went to the Republican, like this one in Georgia, they were super close. And this one had a photo finish, even though Georgia voted red in the last six presidential elections. Last six. And in Florida, excuse me, it was another close one. Even though the renewed Obama light lost. But it was close. And not to mention the senatorial race in Texas between Cruz and the well-funded Wonder Kid. So I'm just saying, will Red be on life support in 2020? That's my question. But on a side note, on this day in 1932, amidst the Great Depression, Democrat candidate Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected president of the United States, defeating Republican incumbent Herbert Hoover. I say, let's not let this happen to 45. No one and done. You dig? Jay, I need an early sip. Just an early sip. Then we come right back. One more. Mm-hmm. And now, in this episode of American Greed, a black female college student tweets a heartfelt confession on October 27th. It reads, "I will not hide any longer. The left has made us feel as if us black Republicans should hide, but not anymore. Blacks for Trump, hashtag. Hashtag walk away. Hashtag MAGA." Facts. Now, the tweet went viral and received thousands of comments. 4 days later, October 31st, she followed the viral tweet with one expressing gratitude for the overwhelming support that she received from the initial tweet. Now, danger lurked on the horizon. I said, danger lurked on the horizon. Okay. But I wasn't talking about that kind of danger. But danger nonetheless. Her parents were making her suffer the consequences for coming out.
Gay?
No, not that gay. It was worse than that gay. She was coming out as a black Republican. She wrote, "Thank you all so much for your overwhelming support. After seeing this tweet, my parents cut me off and refused to pay my university tuition. So if you can find it in your hearts to help this young black Republican pay for school, it would be appreciated." End quote. Where did that come from? That's a smart guy. A GoFundMe link was also on the tweet. It appeared that MAGA's newest black female protagonist was in a jam without peanut butter. The next day, on the morning of November 1st, she tweeted an update about her dire situation. "I'm now getting kicked out. My mother literally woke me up out of my sleep and screamed at me. How could you support this monster?" She doesn't even know him. So how can he be a monster? I just wish they understood.
Aww.
I know, right?
End quote.
Approximately 30 minutes later, she tweeted again saying, "This morning is getting worse and worse." End quote. All right.
End quote.
Thankfully, she was mindful enough to include a screenshot of the exchange she had with her mom, which showed how worse the morning had actually become. Now, before we read this, G-Man, can you read the mom's part, since I'm already doing the daughter's part? And confession, I'm not talented enough to voice multiple characters like Seth MacFarlane on Family Guy. So can you help out a bro?
Sure.
My man.
As long as there's no NHL in the next.
we'll find out. Stay tuned. Okay. Action. You do the mom part. When I say action, do the mom part.
Like I said, this morning you have 2 weeks to find somewhere else to live.
Whoa. Cut. I need you to become one with the character.
An angry black woman. Come on, Garrett.
You could do it. I need you to tap into the trunk.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Like I said this morning, child, you have 2 weeks to find somewhere else to live. Bring that hate in someone else's house, but it ain't going to be mine.
Wow, I'd pick the wrong person to, act out that part. I'm sorry, Dizzy J. Garrett usually does the I'm sorry, Dizzy J, but listen, Garrett, can you just tap into what Jizzy is doing?
Yeah, come on, Garrett.
Add a little bit of Trump derangement syndrome and just own the character.
Let's get in there.
Pretend her name is Garita.
It's Big Garrett House.
Like I said, this morning you have 2 weeks to find somewhere else to live. Bring that hate in someone else's house, but it ain't going to be mine.
Mom, please, where can I go? I literally work part-time, and I can't find an apartment nor people to room with on such a short notice. I can't afford to live on my own.
Maybe one of those Trumpies that you love so much could take you in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but what did I even do? You can't expect me to just blindly follow a political party because I'm black. That's ridiculous. If anything, you always wanted me to think for myself. And now that I am, it's a problem?
I'm done talking about this with you.
Preach.
Cut. End scene. Good job, sir. Now, your inflections need some work, and I could detect the Ebonics with a little bit of European, leaning more Africanist, urbanized Ebonics, but hey, still a solid job in conveying that mother's angst. I felt it.
Welcome.
Good job, Bear.
There you go. It only took two takes. Now back to the story. After that tweet, a diligent person dug into her Twitter history and found some recent pro-Obama tweets. Yeah, and called her out. Her response, which came a couple of hours after her "my morning is getting worse" tweet, she revealed her true feelings about MAGA. She wrote, "Trump is a racist, homophobic, transphobic bigot. And you think my black ass would support that rotten carrot? Ridiculous. Any black person could put on that ugly ass hat and say MAGA, and y'all will instantly be up their ass because y'all want to prove so hard you're not racist, but you are. And the policies that you choose to vote in effectively still separating us. Politicians work for the rich, but you still think they're in your pocket. Ha, it's such a trolly tweet. Come on, guys, get a fucking grip. Love to say Democrats don't think, but y'all don't either. Transphobic, racist, and sexist, just like your president. Anyways, try to vote if you can this upcoming week. I'm tired of looking at these ugly-ass Republicans."
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Now, there's a debate as to how much money her GoFundMe y'all account actually raised. There's no way to know because it was removed by either her or the site. She told one magazine that she received close to $150,000, but told another magazine that it was only a couple of hundred dollars. She also made a video saying that she didn't receive a lot of money at all. So I don't know how much she made, but I do know this. Nigerian scammers are like, why didn't we think of that hustle? I mean, those damn Nigerians, you know, they are always one step ahead. So don't be surprised if you start receiving. Let me finish. Don't be surprised when you start receiving emails saying that you're the next of kin of a MAGA supporting relative that you never knew who died in an accident. So please send your bank account info so we can transfer funds to you. Don't be surprised if that shows up in your email somewhere. Anyway, as a final snub to her full MAGA supporters, she posted a screenshot of an Apple receipt for a new iPhone with the caption, "Hot take, stealing from Republicans isn't bad because Republicans aren't people. America surely is great." Interesting. Now, we have some video of her that she explains a little. We started a little late today, so we're going to play just a piece of the video. But this is her explaining some of her reasons for doing what she did.
I had a genuine GoFundMe so I can turn to the next semester, change my major to art history, and be happy. But I want to leave with this. It's not scamming if it's from people who have colonized our countries and we haven't gotten our reparations. America can never be made great again because it never was. Years of segregation, slavery, dehumanization of people, and systemic racism that exists to this day. Y'all want to go back to that? How far must we go back in time before America is great again? Before the white man took over? In order to make America great, we have to preserve our future, because what it is and what it was is far from great. But we individually have the power to change this country for the better, and it's still small. I hope you all vote it, because I sure did. Don't know quite
Thanks,
how to
Jay.
End this, so I'm just gonna...
Now, this brings me to the moral of the story. If you listen, you may have thought that this American Greed segment was about this scamming leftist college student. But it's not. It's about the MAGA movement. Yeah, it's about the MAGA movement. See, taking from others under the ambiguous guise of social justice is what leftists do. So I'm not surprised that she did just that. Which is why the MAGA movement is the true greedy party in this instance. Greedy for black faces to highlight and put up front to dispel the notion that the MAGA movement is racist. It has to stop. Stop reacting to a game that the left has mastered. The racial identity game. And that's why her story was believable. Because that's a textbook play in the leftist book. But we gave it legs. And here's another aspect of their game. They repeatedly accuse you of something and then put the burden on proof on you to disprove their accusation. For instance, if there are no black people in a group, it's racist. If there are a few black people, that's not enough. They're tokens. You must be using them, is what they would say to the MAGA movement or any conservative movement. And if there are mostly black people in the group, then, well, it's diversity. And so they rinse and repeat this formula using different minority groups day in and day out. So listen closely. Let them play the game of racial identity politics by themselves. It's their superpower. In fact, a modeling agency recently fired a black model because she proudly attended a pro-Trump conference. And guess what? Guess what about this story? This story is true. And guess what else about this story? The NAACP is all over it, fighting for the rights of this model. And one more thing. If you actually believe that the NAACP is concerned about this situation, then you deserve to get fucking scammed hard. The same way I just scammed you by implying that the NAACP gave a flying or landed fuck. So now, do this for me. Please do this for me. Name a time when someone was fired for attending a pro-Hillary event, a pro-Obama event, pro-Bernie, Ocasio-Cortez, etc. Name one time. I'll wait. How about a Farrakhan event? Or the Million Man March? No, nothing. But the Tiki Torch March is another story. So, again, RIP, racial identity politics, is their thing. Our thing has to be kryptonite. We're not going to beat them at their own game. The Golden State Warriors won't be beaten by a team playing like Golden State Warriors. You don't fight fire with fire. You fight fire with water. Speaking of which, Jay, my water-infused drink is calling me. Infused with something special, that is. So my girl, Verstine Henry from truthtalkers.com, is supposed to stop by and talk some truth about the latest happenings. Oh, hey. Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. I didn't even get a chance to straighten up that you were. No, I knew you were coming over, but, you know, we like guys like to straighten up before the ladies show up. But I was
so. I see you have a lot of guns.
Yeah, I wanted to put them all away. I was trying to make it a more like a Netflix and chill vibe. But, hey, it is what it is. Hello, dear. You're back. That smile's put me in a good mood. I'm kind of peeved because the MAGA movement keeps falling for the banana in the tailpipe. And in this instance, I was just speaking about the banana was placed there by a black leftist college student. And I don't know if you know that story about her pretending to be a black Republican coming out. But I was saying that racial identity politics is the left's domain, but why does conservatives keep falling for it? Any idea?
Because I think they're conservatives that are just as insecure and maybe latently racist as there are Democrats. Because racism isn't relegated to a party, but it just seems like in the situation of the Democrats, they're just wielding it to gain more power, you know. Wow. But I also feel like, you know, there are a lot of, because, you know, Republicans are branded as racist, they feel like the only panacea that they could have to ensure that they're not racist is to have, like, you know, is to embrace people that are different races to show that they're not racist. That
yeah. So you're saying they're overcompensating to like pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah. I think, you know, so some people are overcompensating and they, you know, and I'm not going to name any names, but you know, probably what I'm talking about, you know, there are people that have been accepted as thought leaders into this movie that are black and that are terrible, horrible people that have proven to have scandalous passes, but people still hold them up, you know, high as leaders because they want a black face to represent, you know, or to be on their side, so to speak.
Ah, yeah. Well, okay. Moving on. but no, I get it. I'm just saying principles over pigmentation is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And that, we're not going to get rid of racism. I'm sorry. Let me cut you off.
No, go ahead.
We're not going to get racism until we start abiding by that, too.
Absolutely.
And other black people have to realize that, too. You're going to have to be, you know, you have to be accepted on the merits of your ability, on your merits and your abilities, and not on skin color. And I think it's just, we're just as guilty of doing that, you know, as other people that are, you know, falling for this stuff.
But you know what we're not guilty of?
Right.
Showing up at people's houses because we disagree with their opinion. Like Antifa did to Tucker Carlson's house. Have you heard about that story?
No, was this recent?
Probably last night. Yeah.
Oh my God. He's probably like packing, so
I will hope so.
I'm not worried about Tucker. But yeah. Still, yeah, I mean, these people have been radicalized, and I think they're people that think that, you know, they'll just say, oh, there's violence on both sides, just because I've talked with my mom about it, and she's like, oh, it's on both. I'm like, no, it's not. You know, I can't even wear a Make America Great Again hat in Austin without probably being denied service or harassed or, you know. But I blame the media, right? The mainstream media is these people. It's like a mass. Maybe I'm being overdramatic, but it's like a mass brainwashing, you know, of people.
In Austin, you're saying you couldn't wear a MAGA hat? Really?
I wouldn't wear a MAGA hat.
Wow.
No, I have one. I bought one, but I wouldn't wear one out in public if I don't want to get into a fight with somebody, you know. But just, I do lift part-time, and I have to. I know, man. I'm not raking in YouTube cash, so I gotta have another job. I do babysitting. I do other things, too. But I do lift, and I have to drive around a lot of liberals. And a lot of liberals are very intolerant. In fact, a lot of them always approach me as without even asking my political opinion. They just assume that, you know. And I'm a black woman, then, you know, I must think like them. And then when I don't, you know, I've gotten to a couple of fights with people.
Really?
But when I don't, like, flip out. Yeah.
So talk to me about that, because I'm the type where I get that too, but I don't engage. I'm just like, I don't really care what the other person's perception of me is when, if they're like, assume that I don't support the president, and they may say some things. And I don't really go back and forth, because it's like, you know, I expect that. It's like a child. I don't go back and forth with children. So what makes you, and no offense, I don't even do that with my wife. You know, it's like, as a man, I don't waste time going back and forth. You know, that to me is feminine, one. And then I ascribe that also with children who don't know how to, the children who don't know better. So,
okay, well,
why do you go back and forth?
Well, this incident happened with a guy, and it was kind of funny because he was very, you know, it was a long ride. It was probably like a 30, 40 minute ride. And he was very, first of all, he kind of very adamant talking about how racist other white people are. And I'm just thinking, okay, well, I would know. If I'm living in Texas, you wouldn't have to tell me that. But he's trying to basically convincing me that my life is ruined because of racism. So, but we had some other conversations that went well. And it was basically going along splendidly. And then he said, he made some smug remark about, like, Trump supporters and how stupid they were. And I was like, well, I'm a Trump supporter. He's like, oh, yeah, well, I can't talk to you.
There you go.
And I was just like, are you serious? Because I thought he was kidding. I thought he was kidding, right? I thought he was teasing me. Because he was like, no, I can't talk to you. You're stupid. And you just start, like, berating me.
Wow.
So I don't let people berate me.
There you go. Okay,
you know
I
what
get
mean?
It. Yeah,
you know
so
what I mean?
Get it.
So I don't go around, you know what I mean? So it's a couple times that this happened. It was just like an incident where I told my opinion, I got berated, and I felt like I had to defend myself. And, you know, I don't fight all the time. I mean, like, I hold my tongue. I think there's a time and a place for everything. But I think a lot of these people also have to realize that they have to know that there are other opinions out there than what they're seeing on TV, because they're still convinced that, you know, it's old white toothless men, you know, clinging onto their Bibles and guns, like living in a cave, that's voting for Trump, like that, you know.
Yeah.
That it's not educated people, it's not black people, it's not people of other races, it's just those people, and they, you know, and they're scared, and they're acting like this out of fear, and they're also acting like this, I think, out of pride. Because, you know, they don't want to have to do the deep digging into themselves to realize that they were wrong and admit that they're wrong, you know, that they've been lied to, and that they're, you know, they're going to have to come face to face with how they treated people because of it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Now, let's talk about what else is going on in your state of Texas, right?
Yeah.
Beta O'Rourke. I mean, Beto.
Beto. It's Beto. But I pronounce it. I was pronouncing it Beto for a long time. It's Beto.
It's Beto.
It's Beto, yeah.
Beta Male O'Rourke. How about that?
Yeah.
He
yeah.
lost a close one to Ted Cruz after spending a fortune.
Yeah.
And you made a brilliant poetic video about him on your YouTube channel, Truth or Talk. What about him sparked that video? And the other day, did you think there was a possibility that he may have pulled out the win?
Yes, but it was too close. And I really believe that there was a lot of illegal voting going on. In fact, Project Veritas has a couple of videos out talking about how they're letting people that are legal vote, you know. And we're close to Mexico. Beto specifically targeted his campaign towards illegal immigrants, you know, using the whole undocumented spiel, you know, undocumented alien speeches.
Yeah.
And his website also had a Spanish option that was, you know, it's English, and then you can hit a button and read it all in Spanish. And my thing is, well, if you're an American, you know, then you would know English. So why is all your whole like website translated in Spanish? You know, or has the option to be translated in Spanish. Also, he was caught, his campaign was caught saying that they were going to give rides to illegal immigrants on the day of the election. Like a text was sent out. And he responded by saying, oh, well, that was the Cruz campaign trying to trick us. And then his members of his campaign got caught saying that they were misappropriating funds to be spent on the migrant caravan. Some of the people from the caravan, the illegals. So, I mean, he's obviously, to me, you know, dabbling, dealing, catering, courting the illegal immigrants. And I just think there's no way that this race should have been that close.
I hear you. And speaking of the migrant. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was freaking out.
The, Yeah, it was closed early. I kept an eye on it. I was
freaking out. You don't even know. You don't even know. I was about to be like that girl. I was like, you better fix this shit right now. That was going to be me on the 7th, like crying, you know. So, and also just me just driving all these smug people around, you know, to their gated communities with their Beto signs in front of their yards talking about open borders and,
oh, wow.
and you know, and you know, white privilege and stuff. It just, I can't even take those people seriously. I want to be nice and be like their heart's in the right place, but they're so detached, and they're kind of racist. You know, they have a superiority complex. They're not. I wouldn't say they're violent. Well, maybe if they don't get their way, you know, they can become violent.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I haven't seen them be physically violent. But, you know, they just have the superiority, smug, arrogant complex. And I just couldn't bear like having to, like, you know, be in Austin and having Beto win. That was maybe I had a selfish reason for him wanting to lose, but that was definitely at the top of the list.
Yeah,
because the immigrants are coming to their neighborhoods.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And that's what's amazing to me, that they'd support these open borders. And you made another poetically inclined video about the migrant caravan, and you went in on them, but lyrically. Now, but I'm asking you, from what I hear, and I'm a Yankee up north, but so I'm hearing that this is a caravan of love, and they only want to come to the land of opportunity to live their best lives, right? Is that's not what's happening there?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
One of my best and dearest friends, he's Afro-Latin. He's black, but he's of Afro descent. But his family's from Honduras. He's first generation American. His family's from Honduras. Came here. His family is here legally. They escape, you know, murder and corruption and all of that stuff. You know, he's mad about that. And see, in order for you to be classified as a refugee, you have to be fleeing war or famine. Right. Someplace where you can't fix it, can't be remedied in your country. And if that's the case, they should have taken refuge in the next country, which is they're coming from Honduras. When we Guatemala, I don't know. I can't see the map from here. But Mexico, they should have taken refuge in. I would just say Mexico.
Yeah.
Right. Because when you're a refugee, you're running for refuge in the next safest place that you can get to.
Right.
So they were offered refugee status to apply. or given to be given refugee status, and they declined and said they're going to come to America.
That makes
and
no sense.
And I noticed that they're, you know, the CNN, the fake news media, always zooms up on a lady with kids while there are like 30 men in back of her, right? They're not showing the footage of them breaking down stuff, you know? They're not talking about, like, I think Honduras and... I want to say Honduras. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. But they have some of the highest murder rates in the world.
Yeah, you're right.
Mexico. So, I mean, you think it's just the people that are, you know, innocent that are going to come? You know, you can't vouch for those people.
Right.
Who could vouch for those people? You don't know. And it's young fighting men. And it's the same pattern if you look at what's going on with Europe, you know? The same issue happened with Europe when they had that little picture of the little boy that was drowned and was coming over from Syria.
Right.
And a lot of people opened up there. And I, you know, before I looked into it, I fell for it. Of course, you know, they use pederasty to get people to feel sorry for them, you know, because kids, everybody's heart melts with kids. There was even like an image of a little girl getting sprayed with pepper spray, and she was crying.
Yeah.
I hate that. That broke my heart. But I also know that there are people here that need protecting. I'm from California. There's a huge homelessness problem. I have friends and family that are struggling to make ends meet just to get a place to live. The people need to be taken care of first here. I'm like, I have no sympathy. I shouldn't say no sympathy, but I have more sympathy for the people in my country.
I understood.
You got to help yourself. Yeah. Even taking it back on a personal level, you have to help yourself before you can help other people. How can you offer somebody a home if you don't have a home yourself?
Yeah, 100%. I'm with you. You preach it to the choir, and I'm up. I'm in the front pew. But you're in Texas, so let me ask this, because last week I asked my guest John Miller from CRTV about the catch and release program that ICE agents are utilizing for illegal immigrants who are already here. Are you familiar with that happening in Texas? Because there's video of it going on in El Paso. So have you heard anything about that?
I've heard about it. I don't have any personal experience with it. My friend's son last week, who's 24, just was stabbed by a Guatemalan gangbanger in California, though. Was at a bus stop. And just rolled upon him and got stabbed. You're laughing? Is that the laugh button? Did you hit the laugh button? I won't say. Yeah, he was at a bus stop and got stabbed by a Guatemalan gangbanger.
Okay.
Him and his friend. So I think that what she was telling me, he had a prior record before. Why isn't this guy behind bars? You know?
Yeah. Let me apologize because when you came over, my producers knew that you were coming.
Uh-huh.
And they hid in the closet because, you know, they're pervs. So, you know, that was one of them laughing in the closet, you know, peeking. I'm going to kick them out. Someone was stabbed, guys. Jeez, by illegal.
He survived. So
okay, survived.
Aww.
Oh, there you go.
he's okay.
Well, Verstine, thank you for coming, dear. Before I let you go, is there anything that you want? Any type of thing you need to plug besides your YouTube channel, which is Truth or Talk. Am I correct?
Yeah, Truth or Talk.
Anything you got going on that you need to plug?
Not yet, but maybe next time.
Okay.
Go on.
Can you stand a chance?
Can I stand a chance? What do you mean?
With me in a relationship?
Are you married?
Yeah. I mean, but that's what we used to do in grade school. You check yes or no. You check yes or no on the paper. Okay, I'm old school. I'm sorry. I had to ask. All right, dear. Thank you again. Keep that smile. It's worth $1 million, and I will check in with you again soon.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
I don't have to be anyone other
this and that, you're gonna have to leave. I came from the mountain, the crust of creation. My whole situation made from clay to stone. And now I'm telling everybody, I don't wanna be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I peace of mind. Supposed to be, I don't want to be anything other than me. I don't want to be me.
And now the NNFL Network, in conjunction with Entitled Sociopathic Predatorial Nignogs, also known as ESPNN, presents the news, highlights, and storylines in the 2017 Nignog Feral League season. Brought to you by the Party of Dependency, the Democratic Party. A reminder, the NNFL is not a fantasy league. It's an actual league based on bloody reality, where the three M's, murder, mayhem, and misery, are the primary statistical categories. The official snacks of the NNFL are none other than M&M's and Aunt Jemima's Didn't Do Nuffin' Muffins, which are both distributed to training camps across America. All incurred NNFL injuries are covered under Obamacare, except fatal injuries. Fatal injuries are covered under GoFundMe, y'all. Much appreciation to our other corporate partners, Capital Murder One, which always asks, what's in the other guy's wallet? Our Asian sponsor, You Best Buy or Go, which bravely operates in hoods across America. And Go Baby Daddy. Now back to the booth with Talib Starks on play-by-play and Pat Dixon on colorless commentary.
Hey, you. Welcome to the NNFL Network, the network with no net worth, but is not worthless. I'm Talib Starks, and it's time to review some noggery, if I may, from week 46 in the Nignog Furball League. Unfortunately, PD, the czar of colorless commentary, won't be joining us today for today's fun. So in his place, we've retained the services of a fella that you may have seen on Pat Dixon's crime report, Mr. Obed Longwood.
Yeah, bye. Bye. Sale. Sale. Bye. All right. Bye.
So Longwood, you're on.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. My wife's got an old couch. We got an old couch. I can't make up my mind. We won't keep it or not.
Well, I have to.
They're going to buy it or sell it.
And you said bye?
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, why not buy it? Hey, thanks for having me, Talib.
Oh, yeah, no problem, my friend. You know, I've seen your commentary on Crime Report, and it's straight up and down like 6 o'clock.
That's
and,
right.
It's old school, like pre-Jim Crow old school.
Keep it fair, know? I say, you know. But I got to tell you, Talib, I don't like the name of the segment here we're doing. I don't think I care for it.
Oh, well, I said pre-Jim Crow old school.
Oh, you calling it nigger nog?
No. Nignog.
Oh,
N-I-G,
yeah.
Nignog.
What's that stand for, then? I mean, damn. If you're okay with it, I'm okay with it. You know what I mean? It just seems a little bit, you know, one-sided, you know?
Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, Mr. Longwood, because last week, the show's lead had nothing to do with the NFL.
Well, that's good.
It was all about the NHL.
NHL.
You don't know what NHL stands for? I mean,
you know, we don't care for hockey.
Pat figured it out last week immediately. So
NHL.
NHL.
I can't even imagine.
Well, it stands
Homosexual League.
No, not quite. But that would be an
Nig homosexuals.
That's the Don Lemon League.
You ever notice gay people? They'll say things that other people don't say. Regular people don't say. They'll say, like, baloney. You ever hear that one?
I don't know.
Gays. Well, that's just something I noticed. Okay. I didn't mean to take us off course.
Well, no problem. It stands for National Hunky League.
Hunky?
Hunky.
Hunky.
You know, there's a honky tonk.
All right, honky tonk. Now I know it. All right, yeah. They go, Hank Williams.
You know what else it stands? NHL stands for?
No.
It stands for the American flag during the national anthem. Unlike the NFL.
Well, they do that. They're patriotic people. Yeah.
Those damn sons of bitches in the NFL need to be thrown out the country.
Hunkies know, you know, which country they're born in.
So they appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, but hold on. If we throw the NFL out of the country, that would only leave the NHL as the primary league. And I don't know if the league is ready for prime time, PD.
I think gameplay will suffer.
You believe so?
Prediction.
Not sure. I'm sorry, Mr. Longwood. You have a striking resemblance to a younger, an older PD.
Yeah. I heard that before. I don't even know who that is exactly. I think I did a show.
So, anyway.
Yeah, we dressed similar. I'll say that.
If anything, when it comes to leagues, the NHL, it may not be as productive as the NFL, but it does produce primetime players every now and then.
Name one.
Well, P.T. Pierce is what Dickie V called him.
P.T. Peters?
P.T. Pierce, primetime players.
All right.
Yeah. Like this eggnog here, Mr. Longwood, who ran a power play at a Florida yoga studio last week, which led to 3 goals, including himself.
I read about that.
Yeah.
I don't ever include the shooter.
Into the goal?
No, and you don't get credit for that. You don't get no points for shooting yourself. Look, I mean, I don't know how good of a shot you got to be to take out a couple of ladies sitting there with their legs all spread apart in the happy doggy position or whatever, you know.
Oh.
They're in there sweating their pussies off. Excuse my language.
And and not including the other 5 people that were injured on the play.
Well, at least they was relaxed when it happened, you know.
Yeah, well.
All that was designed to do, I think that was a false flag.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were trying to get that lady vote out down in Florida. It didn't work.
Interesting.
No, they still,
it did
we
not work.
Still did all right.
All right.
We still did fine.
Well, you asked for examples of NHL players.
Well, there you go.
Here's another one. This eggnog was removed from the ice for threatening to shoot up a Pennsylvania polling place after he was told that he wasn't registered to vote.
If I saw that sumbitch coming, I'd shoot him first. Look at him.
Yeah.
What's he trying to do? Be the mask?
I don't know. I don't know, Mr. Longwood. But you know what? You know what? I'll say this. I think that he learned this funny face maneuver from NFL players. Because NFL players, they have several profile pics from their repeated training camp stints.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they try to lighten the mood during the photo sessions by, funny face.
Well, once you get used to it, you start to have fun with it, don't you?
Yeah, so.
Are you sure that he meant harm, though? It said that headline, it said that he was going to shoot up. He threatened to shoot up at a polling place. I don't know. He looks like some kind of weirdo. Anyway, look at that one.
Okay, there's what I was saying.
Sorry about that. Look at that.
And NFL players, they kind of go have some fun at these press.
That's that same fella right there.
The same guy. Different stints in training camp, you know? And then one time he said, "Hey, let me have some fun with the camera guys, and this would look good on this player's card."
Hell, I'd make him take another one. Like, we won't recognize you. You look like you ought to be bagging groceries at the Piggly Wiggly.
Now, if you show up at court, which face is likely to be sentenced long term? The googly eye or a regular face?
I gotta tell you something. I'd put both them some bitches in the electric chair. Hell. That's the last thing you need is either one of them running around. They look like comedy and tragedy. Yeah, that's all the makings of a Shakespearean classic.
Wow. The yin and yang here, pretty much, huh?
Yeah, I'd say that's about right.
All right. Well, speaking of black guys, Don Lemon, the outspoken mouthpiece at Contrived News Network, who also uses his mouthpiece to, well, what he does in his bedroom is his business, is what I'm saying, Mr. Longwood.
Well, hell, it ain't my business. Who's he? He's kissing Tom Hanks up there, ain't he? I knew Tom Hanks was a fruit.
No, that's Deadpool he's with.
Oh, my goodness.
That guy. But anyway.
Isn't that something?
Don Lemon believes.
Good for them little fellas right there. You know what I mean?
What are they doing in their bedroom?
He's a shitty newscaster. Son.
I'm only bringing him up, Mr. Longwood.
Shitty newscaster.
He believes that NHL players are more dangerous than NFL players. Take a listen.
Really?
Yeah, that's his belief.
Hmm.
You know, got tuckered out before they even made it to the border.
Tuckered out.
So hell, we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized to the right. And we have to start doing something about them. There is no travel ban on them. There is no ban on, you know, they had the Muslim ban. There is no white guy ban. So what do we do about that?
Get them off the TV, for starters. get them where they're not reading this fake news all the damn time. That damn shit. Orange you glad lemon talks.
See what you did there, Mr. Longwood.
I did. I like to combine citrus into puns. A little something I do.
Well, I'll say this, Mr. Longwood.
His name's Lemon. What he really wants is a banana. Yeah, right up the old brown eye. Double brown.
Well, the NHL players versus the NFL players, I think, is a debate that will continue for years to come. Pretty much like Magic or Bird. You know, who's the best?
The opposite kind of numbers, you know, going for each of them there. Yeah. You know, because Larry Bird is a white man amongst many non-whites.
Yeah.
And then we got the majority out there. I think white people might do more crime, but there's just more of us. There's a lot of white people out there. Especially you get out of New York City, there's a lot of white people. I'll tell you right now, Tlaib, there is a lot of white people in America.
A lot of white people.
There are.
Markets.
And then a lot of them got guns.
Absolutely.
A lot of them drinks a little.
So your point, so which league do you think is the most dangerous? If you had the wager, or do you have is there a clear-cut winner?
Well, let's put it this way. I always go with home, Tlaib, you know what I mean? Don't we have anybody running the sound? Is he asleep back there? Where did he go? He's not even in the damn room.
Who's that?
Sound guys, he's not even in there.
G-Man?
There's his hand.
Yeah, well.
All right, hello.
I know, I mean, he's not involved because he doesn't like to talk about the NHL, but listen, I just report the news. I'm the black Brian Gumbel.
Look, it's his show.
I'm sick of this shit, actually.
Yeah. So he does it. He taps out during the NHL.
Tell us how you really feel.
I mean, last week it was fine. I thought it was a joke, but now 2 weeks in a row,
yeah,
we get it.
I just report. And you know what? I think the NHL is going to be on the forefront because they keep making plays like the play made last night.
What about some, integration?
Yeah.
Integrate a league. It's diversity.
No, I'm not talking about integration, PD. I'm talking about a play that was made last night by Eggnog.
I see.
And this tilts the balance to why the NHL is being featured first before the NFL players.
Mm.
You know?
It's like opening an act.
Yeah. Now, this Eggnog single-handedly scored 12 goals at a country bar, in California.
I'll be damned.
And he even let off smoke grenades to confuse the terrified crowds.
Hell, that's something.
Now, people are still recovering, like mentally, physically, from this story. It's fresh.
PTSD.
And then perhaps that's what he brought to the party, PTSD.
Yeah. Oh, right. See, that's what happens. Yeah, PTSD begets PTSD begets PTSD. I'm getting PTSD just reading about it. And let me tell you something. That some bitch picked a good state to go shoot up some shit. You go to a country bar in Texas, you ain't going to get 12 before you get taken down.
You might catch 12, right?
Yeah, you just might.
Yeah.
There's a couple of firearms around in a place like that.
Well, Mr. Longwood, you have to say, I mean, 12 goals on one play? Walk with me here.
Okay.
The synagogue shooter is Wayne Gretzky.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has to be Mario Lemieux. I don't know if you're familiar with hockey players, but those are two of the greats.
I get your analogy. The name doesn't ring a bell, but as I look at this, I say, well, you know, you think this is going to get the same publicity that the dead Jews got? You shoot 12 Jews, people hear about it because it's about their religion. But what about their shared love of country music?
Mm.
We don't hear about that, do we? It's just 12 crackers to them.
Interesting.
I don't mean to be political or outspoken, but I mean, listen, I just call the shit like I see it.
That's why you're here, Mr. Longwood. Mm. You're old school with the commentary.
Yeah.
Like pre-Civil War old school even.
Now, I mean, you know, I don't know about all that.
I don't know how to follow that type of performance by, you know, that eggnog 12 goals, but the best we can do is head to the NFL's busiest field.
You talking about Chicago?
Indeed I am.
That's a windy city.
Yes, indeed.
Now, take this, a bag, go there, take a trip.
Take a trip, why don't you?
Yeah.
Now, this past weekend, a measly 2 TDs were scored on 15 completions. And that's because...
That's good.
The second stringers got some clock this time, Mr. Longwood. And they gave the starters a break after last weekend's score was ran up so high. So, you know.
Did I hear you don't have John Madden on here? Is he going to be on here?
Yeah, hopefully.
We'll meet John Madden.
Well, hopefully. And soon we'll you know what, let's speed through this.
So great. Oh yes, hell, I didn't mean to. I just it occurred to me, and I thought, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm a big fan.
Hopefully.
So
yeah.
Well, I mean, two dead. You know, I mean, that's not that many.
No,
that's pretty slow production.
Like I said, they got the backups in now. Yeah.
Well,
starters on the bench. Then Gatorade, feed up.
You want to keep the fans engaged? You got to score, put some points on the board. I do know that.
And I'm sure they know that. But one of the biggest plays that happened was a pair of savages still putting their Halloween masks to good use by robbing two stores on the south side of the field. One savage wore a clown mask and the other wore a Spider-Man mask. Now, I don't know, but...
Playing on the same team?
Yeah, same team. But, you know, normally, they normally wear a ski mask regardless of the time of the year.
That's true.
And that's the mask of choice by all NFL players. If you want to know the fact
then,
of the matter.
Then some of them won't get cute.
Yeah. Then they're going to get cute with the clown mask and, you know, you try to put your own identity on the play.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Those them shits go on sale. Ricky's, as soon as Halloween's over, you get them for half price, quarter price. They say, oh, hell, that's cheaper than a ski mask at this point.
Why do they call them ski masks? I mean, Nogs don't ski. So I don't even know why. That's actually an NHL term.
They had to call them Nig mask. Think that what you saying?
Rename that?
Well, I mean, they're not the only ones that wear them, though. They call it a, you know.
You have to reappropriate the name.
I don't know. We have to work on that. Scratch a head scratcher.
Now, speaking of Halloween, we have a highlight from that frightful night of savages and cheerleaders. They were doing a vanishing trick after... treating themselves to the store's merchandise.
You say frightful
night? Frightful night. Halloween night. Fright night. This is a Colin Flaherty exclusive.
I like Colin Flaherty. Oh, man.
Yeah.
As y'all say, that's my boy.
No trick or treat or nothing. No, you just go in there and come back out. No bags, no mask. Oh, there's a mask.
Yeah, look at that. That's Halloween night. They said, let's just go steal candy. Trick or treat. Give me all the food to eat. And then they just laugh about it. They say, look at them. Kids will be kids. All those damn knuckleheads. Hard to steal a whole lot of candy, dollar-wise, you know.
Better get your shit, girl.
Oh, they make it look easy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but they got away with, you know, $13 worth of candy or something, you know. Of course, they might have been stealing prepaid phone cards for all I know.
Right. Now, Mr. Longwood, how about we show the NFL ref some love through our Salute to Service segment?
Well, let me tell you something. I don't trust a referee quite as much as I trust John Madden.
He'll be here
shortly. He said immaculate reception. I said, bullshit. I believe John Madden.
Shortly.
But, you were talking about these officials. Yes, sir.
Now, it's with a heavy heart that we have to give a final salute to a retired St. Louis ref who left it all on the field after a pair of teenage prospects for the St. Louis Ramifications ran a robbery play on him.
Damn.
And one of the junior Ramifications was removed from the field after showing up at a hospital with injuries from the play. Now, Mr. Longwood.
Yes.
It never ceases to amaze me how these players take from one entity and then expect to be taken care of by another entity.
Yeah, I know.
You see where I'm going with that.
Why do they even take them to the hospital?
I agree.
I just go ahead and, you know, say, well, an ambulance is coming here in a little while. You got any last requests? And just in case. Doesn't matter. They'll be denied. and then just let them bleed out, you know. But hey, I guess innocent until proven guilty and all that business. I you know, they lost what a fine officer's about to retire there in California too. I heard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So it's salute to services
salute
in order.
Salute to him.
I give it to him. He looks like he's a good
put
man.
Time in, man.
He's a good man.
Oh, good man. Now over in NFL Africa, Mr. Longwood, South Africa specifically, the refs have a unique
I'll
way.
I'll get around.
Yeah, we're global, thanks to the Clinton Foundation.
Oh.
Refs have a unique way of laying the players on the field before they're removed. Now, check this out. They're lined up in the I formation. And I'm thinking this must have.
Yeah, that's usually they do the pro set.
They're
hung up on the eye.
You know, which to me means that this must have been a run play or something, because that's the only play that usually comes out of the I formation is run, right?
Pardon my analysis here, but it looks like they're lined up in the brown eye position formation. They are face deep in some butt.
Yeah.
I've never seen people line up. What the hell is that?
Yeah,
that's the way they stack them up and take them to jail.
They stacked them up, you know, caterpillar style.
That does not smell good.
Centipede.
Yeah, human centipede.
Yeah.
Criminal centipede. Hey, you know how to catch a unique rabbit?
I do not.
Sneak up on it. That's the oldest joke I know.
I know. You remind me of Boss Hogg. You know, before I just wanted to throw that in. Boss Hogg from Dukes of Hazzard. Now let's get back to the States, shall we, fellas? And give a hearty salute to refs in Milwaukee who had to take drastic measures after encountering some Brewsters of Mayhem. The Brewsters is what we could like to call them here.
Right, oh.
Take the keys out the ignition.
Well, he ain't listening to him because he's a Muslim. Muslim cop.
He's coming this way.
Look at that beard.
He is? He's a Muslim?
Is that a cop?
That is a referee, my
friend. Looks like he's got the camera mounted on his shoulder like a parrot.
But this is Milwaukee, so I don't know. Okay? Maybe this is unorthodox.
Well, what the hell happened? They just drove off?
Yeah, bring it back. 1 second, Jay. Mr. Longwood missed the play.
Well, they scooted over, and then they just drove off. He said, come on out of the car.
Come out this way. Take the keys out the ignition. Stop
doing that. And he didn't take the keys out. Either that or...
He's coming this way.
He's coming out this way.
All right.
What is he talking about?
Appreciate you. Come on.
What are we talking
about?
No.
Let's go.
No!
Can you believe that? That's blatant disrespect of the law.
Okay? Motherfucker! Get that fuck!
Yeah, he's angry, and I don't blame him. Because now someone's liable to get hurt. But don't shoot
and
him.
They're off.
He got knocked over. He's going northbound on 27th Street. He jumped in the driver's seat and took off.
Still running at Grand Am. Where'd he go?
You just shut that computer. You don't have good visibility. I mean, who am I to tell him how to do his job?
Now, Jay, you might jump up a little bit because this is...
Look, that's where he is. They just passed a Popeye's. You know that's where he stopped off.
He creeps up on the vehicle. All right, I think this is it.
I apologize for that stereotypical hacky joke. Couldn't help it. I'm sure he just wanted biscuits.
All is fair here.
Look at that. A lot of cars. Well, it's a nice neighborhood, too.
This is where it gets where you have to be on your P's and Q's as a ref.
Re-engagement. You got me nervous now. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Oh, from who? Just so I know.
He does need to shave, though. All due respect.
Well, what's your friend?
Doesn't look good on the uniform.
I don't know, Mr. Longwood. Sometimes these guys go undercover, you know? Maybe this is...
Oh, yeah, it's true. We can't see what else he's got on. If he got plain clothes on, I guess it's all right. Well, I ain't trying to talk to them people. Get out of the fucking car.
They're picking up something, but we don't know where.
Picking up something?
I don't want to pick it. Can I just go, please?
I got to figure out what you're picking up, because that's what we're here for.
Our keys to my house so I can get in the house.
And who... Can you call this person to come out, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Something tells me they might not come out with the cops right there on their butt.
It's a hunch that you
hunch, have. You know, call it a hunch. I'm no detective.
Okay.
Now, do not
take
drive
the keys
away.
Out of the car.
I mean, you take those fucking keys out of the ignition.
I like the translation you did there, Pete.
Well, he's already had. He's learned his lesson.
Go, go, go!
Now what? Come on.
Go! Mario!
Now, from here, it's all his decision.
Mario!
Down goes Frazier.
That was an excellent shot. He got him. Did he get him?
Oh, he's got.
Look at that. Look at that. There's the gun right there.
There you go, PD.
All nice and clean.
I keep calling it. I'm so used to
R.I.P.
working with PD for so long. And Mr. Longwood.
Right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. I don't care. I appreciate it. I'm sure he's good at it. Well, hell, that was pretty good.
Yeah, salute the service to the Milwaukee Refs.
Yeah.
You know, tangling hell with the Brewskis. Now, let's get to some notable headlines from around the league. On deck this week, we have the Super Bowl champs, the Double Bs, as I like to call them, Baltimore Bantus.
And twos.
The Knick Knock Furlball League Referees Association, Virginia Musketeers, Georgia Goons, and Cheerleader News.
The NFL Referees Association, that's the NRA, ain't it?
But I see how that can be confusing.
Yeah.
Now, we begin in Harm City, where some season ticket holders have called for another weekend-long timeout, which occurred after four completions and three TDs, including a TD to a 13-year-old on Halloween.
Oh, now that's uncalled for.
Now, this timeout is the fourth one of the season and comes on the heels of this past October, which was the second highest month of scoring for the Bantus. 34 TDs in 31 days for the Bantus in the month of October.
That's like one and a fraction every single day.
Absolutely.
1 point something.
Now, as far as this timeout that was supposed to happen over the weekend, one TD was scored on Sunday, on the last day. But any given Sunday, things happen.
Bullet is liable to go through anybody at any time. We know Harm City. There's a lot of trouble there. A lot of trouble.
Now, moving on to the aforementioned.
What I said earlier about white people?
Yeah.
A lot of white people in America. Not a lot of white people in Baltimore.
No. Well, it used to be.
Yeah.
Thanks.
White flag.
White flag. The Good aforementioned Knick Knock Furlball League, so Referees Association, Mr. Longwood, is appealing the indictment of a ref who completed a pass to a fleeing 18-year-old Virginia Musketeer after an armed burglary play last season.
That's a good word for him because he has got big ears.
Well, he didn't hit him in the ears. He hit him in the back with the pass. And that is where the trouble stems from.
Could have flown away on those sons of bitches.
I think he tried.
We can get away.
I think he tried, but that metal.
Hey, he says, hey, this is a nice yard. Get out of it.
It was an armed burglary play.
Look at this well-manicured lawn. Get out of this neighborhood. Look at that. He's gone. Goodbye.
In the back.
Well, it's what you get for running away if you got a weapon. Don't climb through the garden. You didn't have to do that. Now, walking all over. That's tomatoes and
some good tomatoes in there.
See? Gun. And if you don't have one, give him one. One of them brought his wife to work, looks like.
Well, Mr. Longwood. This player survived the play.
Survived?
He survived the play, but he sustained major injuries. He took a plea agreement for this incident and is currently serving 6 years in training camp.
Well, that's
however,
keep it out of trial.
The referee is facing up to life for throwing the passes. Go figure.
So he's guilty. Did he have a gun on him or a knife?
Indeed.
He had a gun.
It was in his leg. He had it strapped to his leg.
Just let him run away. Just let him get away. Take your gun and go kill somebody.
It was recovered at the scene by one of the ref's wife.
Oh, she found it.
I think she found it.
She got a little curious, started feeling around on him. Honey, come on now. Don't touch him. He's prone.
Now let's stay in Virginia and find out why another Musketeer physically assaulted a 59-year-old Uber driver for doing his job.
Uber.
Being pulled from his van and beaten in the
middle of the
street.
Lord, on the left.
Talking about
pretty
what
in
happened
pink.
To him. He spoke with our Brendan King tonight.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Lord.
Well, tonight that father showed me his cuts, scrapes, bruises, even a sprained wrist after the weekend attack in the fan.
So lighting the loafers there, Brendan King.
Had good leads about who committed the crime. So here's that video.
Good
again.
Leads, he
but
said.
The man doesn't.
They had good leads.
Mr. Longwood.
Yeah, well, he's talking that gay voice on TV.
Punched. Is you this
want, man. You can talk like that in his bedroom all he wants. In his bedroom. Just kind of
make his way through a crowd.
How about a compromise? Stop acting like a fag. You can be a fag all you want.
When he was attacked, he says the suspect stole his phone, but a
runner he's a father now.
Blocks away. So Johnson received a trip to the hospital in an ambulance.
And
after
now he's walking
his
with a cane.
The father says he has had spinal surgery and two knee replacements in the past, but this beating has only made his life much worse.
Well, of course.
I remember hitting the ground, I hit my head on the pavement, worried about the next person who may come along if this behavior isn't changed and may be harmed even worse than I it was.
That's bad news. That's terrible. He didn't deserve a beating.
Last night, Virginia ABC is investigating the Cornerstone cigar.
Maybe, I don't know, drop about 85, 90 pounds. He might have better luck with his knees. I mean,
Mr. Longwood,
look, get
some sounds like some victim
something.
Blaming going on here, Mr. Longwood.
Yeah, I'm just calling like I see it, victor blaming. That's right. He's victorious for surviving that beating. Damn, that's too bad.
Now, down in the dirty South, some Georgia goons made
a
dirty deed to this smiling 16-year-old honor roll student after
goons.
His shift ended.
Georgia goons. Yeah. I like that.
Now, he caught a pass during a drive-by play in the case of mistaken identity.
He said it's a Zaxby's.
Yeah.
He was you ever eat at a Zaxby's?
I've never heard of it until this article.
I've seen them. I never ate at one.
Now, this kid was working a double shift to save money for a car and wanted to become a pilot. But fate can be cruel because 8 years ago, this same young man saved his two younger siblings as his mother was stabbed to death in a home invasion.
God damn.
Now the Reaper has come for him in the form of a Georgia goon.
Well, I'm trying to save up and be a pilot. Is there a fee to be a pilot now?
I don't know.
They cost money. You got to buy your pilot's license.
I don't know.
You just go out and be.
But this
hamburger flippers don't turn out to be pilots too much. That's a damn shame. He's trying to put in a good day's work. A lot of same skills involved too. Turning dials on the grill, turning dials on airplanes. Same thing.
Whoa.
Yeah, they should have given him a chance.
Those are the goons for you.
Now he's dead, huh?
Now he's gone.
God damn. I mean, I'm trying to.
He's in the sky flying like he wanted to be.
That's right.
He's in that.
Sometimes the friendly skies are friendlier than the friendly ground. Unfriendly ground.
Lastly, a Miami cheerleader who moonlighted as a cashier at a Burger King drive-thru gave two Hispanic customers their order her way instead of their way.
Oh?
We have video which captured what happened after they asked for a refund.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's, I don't know.
Bring it back, Jay.
She's saying, but it ain't nothing. Yeah.
Say it again.
Fuck you, you white piece of shit.
Thank you.
We're not even white.
We're Hispanic.
We're Hispanic. Get it right.
Are you white on your census, I bet you.
Hell about that.
I don't care. You know what? At least I'm not working at Burger King like you.
Bitch, I have two parents. I go to school. This job, the money I make, is to blow up. So
we're asking for a refund because your manager was touching her cell phone.
Touching the cell phone.
So it has nothing to do with you. I don't even know why you're getting upset for.
Well, because she's.
Refund? Yes, I post it and I find out.
You're threatening
post
to kill me?
Did you hear me say that? Post it.
No. Let me.
Now, Mr. Longwood, I never understand why people like her get customer service jobs. Why wasn't she in the back flipping the burgers out of sight, out of mind? How is she in front with the microphone?
I wouldn't give her a damn job to begin with. Hell, she's a loudmouth. Not nice.
All right.
Calling them people white.
When they're clearly Hispanic.
Well, hell.
Except for when it's George Zimmerman.
Well, it just all depends on what you're caught doing, don't it? What are you doing?
George Zimmerman was a white Hispanic, right?
Well, they called him a white Hispanic because he was responsible for the murder of Trayvon Martin.
These are white Hispanics. They are responsible for antagonization of this fine young employee of Burger King.
Well, what about her? Is she black?
She's
black African American?
She is.
I don't know. I'm confused.
Well, don't worry about it.
I stay confused. That's the way of life for me. I don't, that's a, that right there. But I take that hamburger in there and I'd say, I want to talk to the owner.
No, but
get the king out here.
Don't worry, because
I go straight to the king.
We are speaking of king. It's time to bring in the Hall of Famer, John Mad Dog Madden.
Oh man,
to do what he does. Sounds like Mad Dog is via phone today.
Yeah, I'm
audio.
On the phone. I'm taking I'm in my my bus here. I refuse to take a flight, so I'm driving in hot to Maui.
I hope you got some s'mores. I can't believe it. Mr. Madden, I'm a big fan.
Wait a second. Is that Longwood?
That is Longwood.
How you doing?
He's joining us today.
You son of a bitch. And I know of... I'm a big fan of Longwood, and I don't know if he's met me before, but it's a pleasure for him to meet my acquaintance.
It certainly is. Certainly is. I've been following you back since, hell, Ken Stabler days, and I just am a big fan. It sure is good to talk to you.
You know, maybe that's how I recognize you. You would follow me for all these years, and I happen to look back, and I've seen you there.
So,
who knows, but if you're familiar with my work, then God bless you.
So, Mad Dog. So, are you able to see any of the highlights?
Nope.
Oh, okay, great. Well, here's what we'll do.
I've been listening in, though, and goddamn, I mean, anybody who just takes in the audio, they're really missing a slice of the pie here, but you guys are doing an excellent job. Theater of the mind. And I feel like I am watching something.
Okay.
Your boys are so good. And rolling out the backs there. So
how will we be able to get your all Madden and Gnaw analysis on the play that we're about to show? Would you want to just defer to Mr. Longwood?
I could defer, and if you guys want to explain visually what's happening, I'm pretty skilled at picking up the pieces here.
Okay.
What's going on here?
All right, you might miss the nuances of this play, but let it rip, Jay, and I'll let Mr. Longwood. Perhaps he can explain it better than I.
Try to sum it up. Looks like you got a fella taking a dump out here on the interstate, and he's squatting there behind his SUV. And it's not really covering much, I'll tell you that right now. He's got his pants all the way down.
Yeah.
Hooping.
Now, we've all been in a situation where nature has unexpectedly called Mad Dog. But this guy on the play, he had the toilet paper and everything on the side of the road, and where he could have just...
Bushes are 15 feet
to
away.
The bushes, that's what I'm saying.
He just 15 feet away, and he's got a car. He could just sit in the car. He got an old cup. He probably had a 44-ounce coffee. And that's basically what's happening, is that he just put himself in full view, Mr. Madden.
So I guess...
Now, I'm going to say, you're asking if this is all Madden or not?
Yeah.
Well, I think this is actually, this wins an award, and this is an eggnog player, correct?
No, he looks eggnogish.
I mean, he's fish belly white.
Eggnogish.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, whatever he is, he's actually going to win a Spicknog League award for this one. Because that
been.
Is the act of a Latin American man.
Wow, you know, you may be on to something, because he may have been a white Hispanic.
He might have been.
You know?
It could be.
Yeah.
You know, you'd think that a Hispanic man could handle his stomach a little better.
Well.
Maybe he's part of that caravan.
Guys, they can hold it in for a long time, but when they do decide to unleash, their etiquette is very odd. I used to work at a place, and you go in the bathroom and you realize they're not flushing their toilet paper. They throw it right in the trash. So they got a weird way of handling butt stuff.
Oh, boy. That's disgusting.
You know what, Garrett? Let's go to the next all man. Since he's not here.
I don't think he should be even allowed to judge that, because he drives around with the bathroom. He doesn't have to stop.
You know what?
Well, be prepared.
Yeah. Point taken.
It's not even a bathroom. It's basically a palace that I happen to be able to shit in. I've heard that they had to build me a special bathroom because I couldn't fit in the fucking thing.
Interesting.
Well, they did that, and then you heard about it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what goes into the whole thing. I just sit on the bus and get there.
Well, let's go to the other All Madden or Nah, Garrett, because, you know, while we have him on the phone and Mr. Longwood is here, you know, let's just, you know, this is no video. This is no video, so this is perfect for you, Mad Dog.
Okay, this is good.
It consists of two similar plays from Texas. The first one is, the first one is a child's first birthday party where five passes were completed, four of them going for TDs at a child's first birthday party. Forget having a bouncy house or a clown. They decided to have this party lit, as the young people would say, by four touchdowns, five completions.
You got to watch your guest list, even when they're young.
That's
Mr. Madden. That is pretty heinous shit. I'm going to say that's not All Madden. I mean, how easy. I mean, that's like bringing Brett Favre on the goddamn junior fields. It's pathetic, and it's four candles too many unless you got four for good luck. not an All Madden play.
Wow, I'm surprised at that. Okay.
Well, if it had been Brett Favre doing the shooting, he'd have thrown
four
interceptions with one foot out of bounds, all due respect.
And that would have been an All Madden play for All Madden, I bet you.
You're just having a great time out there.
Now, the second headline is a man pointed a loaded gun at his pregnant girlfriend's head when her baby shower at their home went longer than planned. It was supposed to end at 7 p.m., but was still going on when he arrived at 7:30. So, what say you, Mad Dog?
Well, you know, that guy's got great instincts. When the game is over, the game's over. And when you go into overtime, you might be starting a whole different game. So this lady's got to come and earn her baby shower shenanigans. And this guy, I guess, did the right thing. So I'm going to say All Madden.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, that I'll tell you something right now. It's All Madden just for not pulling the trigger on her.
Oh, interesting.
You know? Yeah, right. I mean, usually overtime, sudden death. And in this case, he gave her one more possession and said, you clear them out. Now, I bet that party was over at 7:31.
Hey, well played, Mr. Longwood.
There's no safety there. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
He's right. He's usually sudden death.
Maybe he gave her a free kick, though.
Yeah,
let's hope so. Yeah. You do with that what you want to. Damn, they're in there hollering and cackling and doing their whole thing. Okay, I think it's settled. How long does it take to give out, a couple of thermometers?
Well,
That's right.
Well, I will have to agree with Madden and you, Mr. Longwood. Now, let's see if I agree with you, Mr. Longwood, on this week's wife, mistress, and hoe draft class.
Now, what is this?
Well, what you do is you pick...
Oh, man.
Oh, Mad Dog, you might want to check out from here, and we'll see you next week.
This is a bummer, but this is my favorite part. Enjoy this, Longwood, and I will catch you next week there to leave.
All right.
Pleasure to meet you.
You travel, son.
Honor. How about that? What are we doing here,
Mr. Longwood? You... Three picks, first round, second round, third round. Wife, mistress, and hoe.
From the shower? Is that what these are from? Are they from the baby shower?
No.
Oh.
They are from some local jail.
They're from jail? These girls look like kids. I could be their daddy. I could be all their daddy, frankly.
You only get to pick three, Mr.
I'll be damned. And I'll take that bottom middle right there would be my first choice for a wife because she's just sweet as can be. And then that one that looks unhappy, I'm going to skip her, even though she looks a little like Lindsay Lohan.
Which one is that who looks unhappy?
Top middle. Ooh, boy, she's sad. I kind of like that sad face, though. And there's psycho eyes on the bottom right. I can't go with her. I don't even know what she... Ooh, boy, that's creepy to look at. I'm going to take that brunette down there, the bottom left, got something to prove. She's got some brown hair, so I'm going to go with her for mistress.
All righty.
That
got to get the hoe now.
I got to go with that top... That top middle for my hoe in the third round. She's just too pretty to say no to. Look at
pretty.
Those eyes. Oh, their eyes a little far apart. I'll give you that. But
Mr. Long, for your last name is Longwood, so I'm thinking your hoe would be someone that could take some Longwood.
Well,
so would it be?
I've never heard that before.
Would it be the top middle that could take some Longwood? I mean, well, your choice.
If we're going to go off my name, my first name's Obed, and that's short for obedience, and I believe I can keep her right in line.
All right, there you go. All right, you heard it from Mr. Longwood. Jay, it's on you, bro.
Yeah, I'm really feeling Longwood here. I was going bottom middle for the wife, but you know what? I'm just going top middle for both the mistress and the hoe.
Wow,
doubling down.
Yeah, something about
that. Wow, this is the first time you've done that, Jay.
Hey, guys.
Double down on, he just disregarded his third pick and said, I'm just picking
just
two.
Just doubling down on that.
I don't know. Does that give him another pick now for next season, or does he defer that? Or
no, right. He forfeit. So.
Perfectly satisfied with my choice. Yeah.
Well, what else is he going to do, that whore on the left, or that damn Ricky Schroeder on the top right?
I don't know. Everybody else is not doing it for me.
Let's see what G-Man has to bring to the party.
Lay it down.
Man. If only the bottom middle and top middle had a kid, they would have eyes normally distance apart.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with this one because, man, I don't want to pick any of them. Really.
Oh, God.
You see, you know, let me tell you something. Okay. Can I just interject real quick? That bottom left right there, now, I chose her, and I'll tell you why, because she's got her hair all swooped over to one side already. That means she's sucked dick on camera before.
No, I'm feeling long.
Her eyes just look so angry and mean, though.
Yeah.
That's perfect for Longwood.
She's trying to be sexy. I like to have a wild one every once in a while, because I can break her.
The top left looks like a porn star without makeup, so I'll get her the mistress. I guess I'll...
Talk about my wife.
I'll marry the top middle because she looks kind of... It's just those eyes are so weird. And bottom right's my hoe, I guess. Wow. I don't know.
Wow. And really nothing indecisive.
Bottom right? Bottom right?
No, really indecisive. Middle, no.
She looks like a photo negative image of a gut. That is just awful.
This is the most confusing draft that we had.
And they are pretty.
You have Jay forfeiting a pick. You have Garrett saying he doesn't know who to pick. Longwood is shuffling back and forth.
What teams are these cheerleaders for? They're not doing too well.
We've definitely kneeled a few times.
Smoking a little Mary J with my hoe and my mistress. I'm thinking that.
She's so young.
Have a good time drunk with my wife.
She's got nice.
I thought the one with the smile down bottom middle was the one.
Yeah, what does that say?
Smile out of, you know.
Which one you say?
UI. Bottom
middle. She's
wow, she's $1 million. I'm a sucker for a smile.
I've seen pretty women all over Texas, and that girl right there is about as pretty as a lot of them I've seen. But they none of them have done. What does that say? Misbehavior and theft? Oh, misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor theft. Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, how much time do we have, G-Man? Are we up against, what do we got?
I mean, you're good. Whatever.
Because I wanted to end this segment with some, because the midterms have ended and the smoke is cleared, and I just wanted to look ahead at the scrimmage that's going to occur between the top two political parties for 2020.
Okay. It's going to be awful.
I was going to play it over here if possible, if you could pick it up.
We got a bunch of.
You got it. Oh,
Arabs and women all over the place in Congress.
Now, I need you guys to walk with me here. Let's see if it works. You got it?
Look at him go.
Now look.
That's Obama there.
Yeah, of course. He's all your favorite.
Look at that. Look at that. Pat Sajak's about to whoop up on Hillary Clinton.
Now, as you can see, there are more Democrats than Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And we have your favorite. And that shouldn't be a surprise because Democrats, they rule by mob, you know, mob rule. So there's always going to be more Democrats than Republicans.
These
are, you see your favorite ones here. You got your Soros, you got your Bernies, Mad Max, you got Podesta, you got, what's my man from New York City?
Cuomo.
He fell off the radar.
Because Nadler,
Jerry Nadler. He exposing himself to the young girl. What's his name?
Oh, Anthony Weiner.
Johnny Dangerous. What's his name?
Wiener,
Carlos
Wiener.
Wiener. Yeah, Carlos Wiener.
Oh, man. Man who made 1,000 headlines.
Yeah, Carlos Wiener. Thank you, sir.
Just in 2016.
But keep an eye on this matchup on the edge, because this looks like the line is over here. So this looks like it's maybe a running play in that direction.
Mm.
You got Bernstein and Paul Ryan. I'm expecting Paul Ryan to just obliterate that line.
You don't want to feel the burn. You better make sure you get through that hole.
So, and you see Rubio is down here. Rubio is in press coverage. on O. You got to, you know, he's an athletic guy, that Obama. So you may have to play press coverage on him.
Yeah, I might want to play off a little bit. He's probably pretty speedy.
And then Paul, there we go. All right.
That's a running play. Hillary. Running play. Oh, Hillary Clinton got the ball.
The formation to the side showed that it was going to be a running
play. I'm going to give it to the littlest little bitch on the
field.
She's
fast.
Wow, I mean.
Fast. And she may go all the way. You didn't think she was going all the way, did you, Mr. Longwood?
I certainly did not.
Look at that speed. Look at that breakaway speed until.
Oh, boy. That's
until she runs into a Mack truck.
Ooh, HRC, enjoy the ground.
Wow.
RIP.
You know.
Look at her go, and then she just gets stuffed.
She just gets stuffed.
Well, they could have done that a few yards up, but then she's.
You know, it's a lot of holding that was going on up here. Oh, and did you notice? Did you guys notice? Did you guys notice?
What was that?
A cameo.
Look at
Senator McCain.
He's back from the dead.
This is holding going on this play, but, you know, they can call it on every play.
The death will hold you.
They just let him go.
Look at that.
Look at his breakaway speed.
Look at her go.
Like the distance between.
Something telling me, yeah.
Look at that.
Odds are right now, 90% she's going to win. Oh, no.
Oh, and fumble.
That's a real Trump right there. Look at that. You got Donald as the safety, thank God. Because that man right there is the only thing keeping the Western Hemisphere safe, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, PD, Mr. Longway, I want you to see this.
Oh, okay.
I want you to pay attention to this.
Who's that? What you got there?
That kid Soros. Guys, I can't believe that this hit placed by that free safety. You know, was it unsportsmanlike conduct? What'd you say?
What's that? The way you hit tackled him?
Yeah.
No! Shit, no.
I was looking for a penalty over there.
Well, I mean, the difference in that player and Hillary Clinton in real life is that the player knows when to stay the fuck down. Get out of the next play, you know what I mean? Soros financing that whole damn game anyway.
Absolutely. Oh, and, yeah.
He bought the damn uniforms for the Democrats.
And so, Mr. Longwood, on that note, that concludes the NFL Network in conjunction with ESPN's review of Week 46. Thanks to all the field correspondents, Kyle, Phil, Kendall Brothers, etc., and the Clinton Foundation for its continued effort to globalize the NFL.
Clinton.
Mr. Longwood, that means end of the show.
That music. To go on break early.
The Lonely Man Walk. And
where have I heard this before?
Well, Lou Ferrigno. Was it Lou Ferrigno? The other guy who.
Right, it's the Hulk.
It's the Hulk.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that we need to know about Mr. Longwood? Or anything that you know Pat Dixon may be doing?
Well, I can't wait to tune into that Trump tonight. I always like to watch that. Yeah, Thursday night at 8, and that's. That show just always makes me laugh. And Kevin Downey Jr., and those guys are good guys, and I think you ought to watch that if you get a chance.
All right, well, before we go, Mr. Longwood, let's throw away the laundry or trash as we normally do.
Oh, you want me to throw this away for you?
We'll do it together. How about that? We'll just do it together.
Why is Milli Vanilli getting thrown out? I don't understand.
Well, yeah, we'll have to watch the show. Well,
that's a character on looks like A Different World right there.
Or the Cosby Kids from the Junkyard Gang.
Is that Rudy? All right.
What you ready?
On three.
Here you go. Call it.
One, two, three. Here we go. Oh, shit.
Don't blame the black guy.
Break a damn window.
I know you would, Longwood.
Hell.
I've heard about you. Thanks for tuning in. God bless, and have a woke weekend. Jizzy, take us out of here.
Space was recorded to a hard drive in front of a live audience.